As far as I know in the history of Rutherford County, we've naturally never had a dirty cop doing what he did. We had a dirty cop that worked here at the sheriff's office. Naturally, y'all know through the press release through the U.S. Attorney's Office that he was arrested and terminated from his employment here. It was a kick in the gut for the department. We as the department, we have a black eye and a busted jaw right now. Mr. Flores definitely ruined any respect I think he had for the community had in him. Based off of his actions, I wanted his badges destroyed. That's not what we do as law enforcement. I mean, this is a black eye on law enforcement in general. And, it goes back to talking about one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. But, I asked the community not to judge us or law enforcement as a whole based off of this one person's actions. It's a disgrace for our department, but we'll get through this. Those badges, I will end up having them put in a shadow box and placed on a wall of shame that will hang in our department for eternity, with his mugshot picture placed in the frame. We have two sets of department pictures hanging in our hallway. We've removed his pictures from there. I will be petitioning the Post Commission for the state of Tennessee to decommission him as an officer. He can't be an officer ever again.
During the press conference, Sheriff Arnold was asked, since 7 kilos of cocaine is such a large amount, is there any thought that he may have had an accomplice?
I can't talk about anything with the investigation. That's all through the U.S. Attorney's Office.
How long had Luis Parra Flores been with the Sheriff's Department?
He'd been with the department. He was hired in January of 2008.
The Sheriff was then asked, what were the duties of this 35-year-old deputy?
He was a patrol officer.
And was he ever honored for outstanding service?
Yeah, actually, the life-saving award, he had been in an officer-involved shooting early last year. So he had had several awards with us and had done a few good things while he'd been here. But unfortunately, this one bad thing will overshadow his entire career.
Was this office involved in his arrest?
We did not have anything to do with the arrest itself.
And during Sheriff Arnold's Tuesday morning press conference, he was asked if Flores was assigned to a particular part of the county.
No, he just worked all the different zones of the county.
And then the question came up, how was he perceived by his fellow workers?
As far as I know, he was perceived by the guys as just another one of the guys. I mean, he wasn't outgoing with all the other deputies or anything like that. He has a business and he was recently married.
And what kind of side business did Luis Ronaldo Parra Flores have?
I believe a karate business is what he has.
What are the facts about what he had on him when he was arrested?
I know that one report was that he had his credentials and his duty weapon. It was not his duty weapon that he was carrying. He was carrying his own personal weapon.
So it was not the department weapon?
It was not his department issue. He had some department credentials with him, but he did not have a department-issued weapon with him.
Sheriff Arnold, you mentioned earlier this is a black eye for law enforcement.
I think I speak for every law enforcement officer in the country. When it comes to dirty cops, I have no damn use for it. I mean, it just hurts our profession. It does. It hurts our department. Since all this is broke, I've already talked to several deputies out in the community where people have said things and stuff. And, it just hurts that you have to deal with a situation like this all because of one person doing something he knew he shouldn't do. I mean, it just hurts the department. Naturally, I'm sorry for his actions, and we'll do everything we can to make it right.
Are there concerns that this might negatively impact any of the cases in which Flores was involved?
No. From what I understand, his current stuff that he was dealing with was just regular patrol issues, burglaries, thefts, DUIs type issues. I don't know exactly his caseload that he has. But it would not be any type of investigations. He was not in any type of a role for that. He was just a patrol officer.
The sheriff was then asked about the hiring process for officers and other employees at the sheriff's department.
We do background checks, and I think our background checks have worked. We do a pretty stringent background check. I mean, if you ever see our application, it's almost 24 pages long. That's front and back.
Sheriff, are you encouraging members of the community who feel there's something questionable about something they have encountered with Deputy Flores in the past?
Well, definitely. If there's anybody out there that's had any questionable interactions with him, we'd love to know about it. I'm pretty sure the Attorney General's office would love to know about it. The DEA would love to know about it. I know that there's ongoing stuff, and that's why we can't talk about what's going on with the DEA. We can just tell you about how we as a department are hurt, and we know we have a black eye and a busted jaw right now.
Is there something symbolic about cutting his badges in half?
Ironically, when all this first came out, I mean, naturally, I was mad and wanted to kick the trash can down the hallway and all this other, and I got to talking to Chief, and we talked about doing this, and Lisa ended up speaking with the PIO for Davidson County, and I'd already said I kind of wanted to do this. I didn't realize Davidson County had a similar situation and where they had destroyed the badge. I didn't want his badge to ever be worn by anybody to say that they're protecting the public again or, you know, serving the public. So I just wanted it destroyed. So we destroyed it. Once we learned of the details and stuff, I just terminated him immediately. He turned in a letter of resignation the next day, but I'd already decided that I was just through with him and I terminated him. So on his letter of resignation, I just put not accepted and signed it and stuck it in his personnel file.
Sheriff Robert Arnold called that press conference at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning, March the 19th, to share with the community what was happening. We repeated the questions from each reporter at the press conference so that the listeners on the radio could easily understand them. This press conference deals with allegations against an armed deputy who reportedly arranged the purchase of 7 kilograms of cocaine. And on March the 13th, agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration intercepted a courier who arrived at the Nashville International Airport with the cocaine. The Rutherford County deputy was 35-year-old Luis Ronaldo Peraflores. WGNS News will keep you informed on the progression of this case.